ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवतोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2, text 3 to 5. I will chant text 3, then we'll do responsibly number 5. Te pitata Nive Vishu Kuru Panchala Kekayan Shalvan Vidharban Nishadhan Videhan Koshalan Api. Persecuted by the demoniac kings, the Yadavas left their own kingdom and entered various others like those of the Kurus, Panchalas, Kekayas, Salvas, Vidharbas, Nishadas, Videhas, and Koshalas. Eketam Anurundhana Gyataya Paryupasate Hateshu Shatsu Baleshu Devakya Augrasenina. Responsibly, Saptamo Vaishnavam Dama Yam Anantam Prachashate Garbo Bahuva Devakya Harsha Shoka Vivardhana. So word for word for text 3, or for 4 and 5. AK, some of them. Tam Antukansa Anurundana, exactly following his policy. Gyataya, relatives. Paryupasate, began to agree with him. Hateshu, having been killed. Shastsu, six. Baleshu, children. Devakya, born of Devaki. Agrasenina, by the son of Ugrasena, Kansa. Saptama, the seventh. Vaishnavam of Lord Vishnu. Dhamma, a plenary expansion. Yam, unto whom? Anantam, by the name Ananta. Prachakshate, is celebrated. Garbha, embryo. Babhuva, there was. Devakya, of Devaki. Harshashoka, Vivardhana, simultaneously arousing pleasure and lamentation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace the Bhai Charanarabinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Some of their relatives, however, began to follow Kamsa's principles and act in his service. After Kamsa, the son of Ugrasena, killed the six sons of Devaki, a plenary portion of Krishna entered her womb as her seventh child, arousing her pleasure and her lamentation. That plenary portion is celebrated by great sages as Ananta, who belongs to Krishna's second quadruple expansion. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Some of the chief devotees, such as Akrura, stayed with Kamsa to satisfy him. This they did for various purposes. They all expected the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear as the eighth child as soon as Devaki's other children were killed by Kamsa, and they were eagerly awaiting his appearance. By remaining in Krishna's and Kamsa's association, they would be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead take birth and display his childhood pastimes. And Akrura would later go to Vrindavan to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. The word Paryupasate is significant because it indicates that some devotees wanted to stay near Kamsa in order to see all these pastimes of the Lord. The six children killed by Kamsa had formerly been sons of Marichi, but because of having been cursed by a Brahmana, they were obliged to take birth as grandsons of Haranyakashipu. Kamsa had taken birth as Kalanemi, and now he was obliged to kill his own sons. This was a mystery. As soon as the sons of Devaki were killed, they would return to their original place. The devotees wanted to see this also. Generally speaking, no one kills his own nephews, but Kamsa was so cruel that he did so without hesitation. Ananta, Sankarshan, belongs to the second Chaturvyuha, or quadruple expansion. This is the opinion of experienced commentators. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunglitam Jina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhut Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're hearing about the amazing pastimes of Krishna. Just like in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the great sages were assembled in Naimisharanya to perform some sacrifice, yajna, to understand what is the purpose and goal of life, how to achieve perfection of self-realization. So they're glorifying Suta Goswami, that you've studied all the scriptures, you've submissively served all your masters, you're blessed by Shukadeva Goswami. So you please tell us, you know, tell us all about the Supreme Lord, His various incarnations, what we should do in this life so that we can be freed from fear and suffering and anxiety. And the entire Bhagavatam starts Janmadyasya yaton bayaditratascha teshu vingyasara tene brahmahrida yadikavayema yantiya suryaha. That Krishna is the cause of all causes. He's manifested this world. And everyone in this world is living under the illusions of the three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. And everyone's bewildered in this world. So Krishna again and again says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutananga dharmasya tadatmanang sarjamyaham. He comes to show us that this material world is a temporary, miserable place of repeated birth and death. There's nothing but fear, anxiety, calamities, disturbances. And here we're seeing, even though Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth, in the form of a cow, assisted by all the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, all the demigods, they were bewildered that everyone is, you know, creating such havoc in this world. Mother Bhumi was not happy. So they go to the Shweta Dweep, ocean of milk, and Lord Brahma sits in meditation and prays, and the Lord says, yes, I will appear soon. Just like when someone is fearful, please come and protect us. 911, quick, come. Someone's, you know, disturbing me. So Krishna received a 911 call from all the demigods, from Mother Bhumi. And she said, all let the demigods and let everyone take birth. So he's setting the scene. Material world is not a pretty place. I'm always asking every day why Narada Muni's doing this and why all these atrocities, because it's the material world, the place of suffering. And even not only in ordinary lives, but even in Krishna's own family. And if we think about it, Devaki and Vasudev, in three lifetimes, they prayed to Krishna that you come as my child. So Prishni Garba, and then he appeared as Lord Vamana. And this is the third appearance. And he appeared in such a unique way, not like an ordinary child, but in his beautiful form with four hands and Kastuba jewel there and all the armlets and the magnanimity or the opulence of the Supreme Lord, to show them that actually I have fulfilled your desires. And for how many years they were meditating? So many celestial years, performing great tapasya, great austerity, just eating the dry leaves and purifying the mind, purifying their existence for so many years of tapasya and austerity to get the favor of the Lord. So some of these atrocities by Kamsa are not such a big deal for such tapasvis. But we have to understand that due to time, place, and circumstance, and Kamsa's powerful dominion over the demigods and over everyone, and seeing the situation where the king is imprisoned by his own son, the mother and father, Vasudeva and Devaki, are shackled in prison. Who can say anything to Kamsa that, yes, we agree with you, whatever you say, we'll do that. Not that they were supporting in a very, how you say, real way, but it's described that Akrura and others from the Vrishni dynasty, they knew that Krishna will appear very soon. And if they were participant in being part of the Kamsa government atrocities, not that they would do like that, but they would actually have a chance to see Krishna's pastimes unfolding and manifesting. So in this particular part, we're seeing how the six sons were killed by Kamsa, which was destiny. They were actually his own sons, and because of the curse of a brahmana, even though Kamsa did not realize it, but he was killing his own sons. And then when the seventh pregnancy here, it was describing how the Ananta, Lord Balaram, Baladev, was in the womb of Devaki, and Krishna told Yogamaya, the divine energy of Krishna, that you take Balaram and bring to Rohini. And so everyone thought, oh, Devaki had a miscarriage. Everyone was lamenting. So Krishna appears with his first expansion, Balaram. Balaram's non-different than Krishna. Hard for us to grasp. Radharani is non-different than Krishna. Actually, all the living entities are non-different than Krishna. We all have our minute little role. Although it's not exactly Vishnu Tattva, of course, the intricacies of the Bhagavad philosophy is explained by very learned sages and saints. And so, in order to satisfy the philosophical mind, there's great detail as to what is Vishnu Tattva, how the Lord expands himself from Goloka Vrindavan to all the Vaikuntha planets, and he performs unlimited wonderful pastimes with all his associates who are also fully in love with Krishna and feeling great transcendental peace and happiness. But somehow a few of us derelicts, a few of us who have misused our independence and ventured to try to experience what does it mean to be the enjoyer. Krishna is a supreme enjoyer, but when the living entity focuses on that aspect of his existence, that I want to also enjoy. But if we're going about it in the wrong way, then we never really achieve that goal of so-called enjoying. And Krishna's created dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. That by performing your religious duties in this world, by following the scripture, by following the teachings of religion, dharma, artha, then you could become prosperous. Krishna provides all your necessities. Krishna's providing the sunshine, it's producing all the vegetative growth, the rain is coming, the moon is providing the taste for the fruits and vegetables, and so much variety. It's all given by Krishna. Sometimes foolish atheists think that, no, it's all by nature. Who's nature? Who's created all these things? So Krishna's providing, although not that he wants that we're suffering in this material world, but we're creating our own suffering. Like a person who's not a law-abiding citizen, for the idea of unlawfully gaining something without really religiously working for it, then even common law says, you must be punished. Take him to jail. And if the crime is very severe, maybe killing somebody, then you hang him. You kill him. This is the Shastra, the law. For every action, there's a reaction. As you sow, so you shall reap. So the law of karma is given so that very fairly, if someone is following the religious principles, then artha is coming, artha, kama, moksha. And one is actually satisfied. One is satisfied. I have my family, my children, I have my cow, my plot of land. So the religious principles were being followed. But then we'll see here that when it comes time for Krishna's appearance, Yogamaya was instructed that you know, you take Balaram to Rohini. So Krishna appeared, and by Yoga Maya's influence, all the guards fell asleep, and everyone was totally bewildered. All the iron gates, which were locked with chains and locks, they opened up. Vasudev, upon taking Krishna, it was a little bit rainy because the thunder was there. Lord Indra was giving some rain. So Shesha covered both Vasudev and Krishna, and the Jamuna River was very big and foamy and turbulent. So just like the ocean parted for Ramchandra, Jamuna parted for Vasudev to take Krishna. So many times people think, oh, these are just stories, these are all fabricated, but these are given by saints who are Trikalagya, who have seen past, present, and future, and they're actually all in harmony with their narrations. So Yashoda gave birth to Yogamaya, so Krishna and Yogamaya simultaneously appeared. So Krishna ended up in Gokul with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and Vasudev brought Yogamaya back to Devaki, and everything got locked up again. And when the baby started crying, all the guards, they became nervous. They run to Kansa. Now the Devaki gave birth. So Kansa, he's been meditating on this. You know, from the very beginning, we saw he wanted to kill Devaki, but Vasudev pacified him with his integrity and honesty. Don't worry, Devaki won't do anything. I'll give you all the children. Okay, Kansa finally accepted it. He didn't want to accept the philosophy that's not going to be good for your reputation if you kill your sister on her wedding day, and then you cause this kind of havoc. So Kansa, he was very nervous about this whole arrangement, and he comes in front of Devaki, and he's on his knees, and Devaki's saying, oh, please, I'm your younger sister, give me this one child. It's a girl. This is not part of the prophecy. But Kansa was very cruel. He grabbed the child and ready to fling her on the rock. You know, imagine, we heard a very descriptive story by Vaishnava Maharaj, how they're smashing the babies on the cement. You see how cruel a person, for his own selfish interests, people will do all kinds of criminal activities. You know, look out for number one. People are very much conditioned, this material world. So Kansa, he was showing his arrogance and his pride. And when Yogamaya slipped out of his hands in the form of Durga, four-handed with weapons in hand, you fool, Kansa. We'll be hearing about this upcoming, that the person who's destined to kill you is already manifested somewhere else. So stop this cruel act of killing all these children. So there was some more there, but Kansa became very repentant. He told Devaki and Vasudeva, oh, I'm sorry. You know, this is destiny. You know, it was meant to be. Whatever is meant to be is going to happen anyway. You know, he also started giving some philosophical reasons to justify his atrocious nature. So being pure-hearted, Devaki and Vasudeva actually forgave him. He said, oh, okay. And then so Kansa, he released them right away, and he went. But the next morning, a satsanga, a Vaishnava achar, he called all his demonic ministers. And so all the demonic ministers says, this is Vishnu is worshipped by Vaishnavas. He said, you are powerful. He said that Brahma's off performing meditation in tapasya. Lord Shiva went off to the forest, and he was describing how all the demigods are fearful of you, that you can destroy them in a moment's notice. Let us fight with them. And now you should kill all the children in the last 10 days. Not only that, you should kill all the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, because Lord Vishnu, he's in the heart of the Vaishnavas. And by their performance of sacrifice and yajna, the whole, you know, tradition is going on. So kill the cows, kill the Vaishnavas. There's no more ghee, no more sacrifice. So they got Kamsa crazy again, and Kamsa said, yeah, okay, go for it. So imagine the amount of fear and terror for all those who are being tormented by Kamsa and all his horrible acts. But it's hard for us to digest and understand, well, why Krishna allows this? Because Krishna does not interfere with the minute independence of the living being. So again and again he appears. Why did he appear? Because paritranaya sadhunang vinashaya cha duskritam, that to save the devotees, annihilate the demons, to reestablish religious principles. Because the material world is a place that doesn't follow religious principles. People are not interested only for show. There's some so-called religious principles, but really those who are following religious principles are eager to get out of the cycle of birth and death. But others in this world who don't have proper guidance and proper teaching, they think that by following religion, God will give me money, a Mercedes Benz, he'll give me health, he'll give me prosperity, reputation, followers, all the things that are rejected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nadanang, najanang, nasundaring, kavitang, bhajagadisha kamaye. Who says nadanang? I don't want wealth. Are you crazy? You know, everyone wants wealth in this world. Everyone's working hard for wealth. Nadanang, najanam, nasundaring. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. You know, this is the dream of everyone, to have relationship, to have enjoyment, have prosperity, and be appreciated by your peers that, oh, you've accomplished so much. You are a very competent, powerful person. So this is the illusion, the allurement of Maya, the allurement that there is some happiness in this world of temporary existence. I ask my grandsons, what are the four principles? Birth, old age, disease, and death. Everybody has to experience that, right? We all took birth. We forgot how miserable it was to be packed up in the womb for so many months. What to speak of coming out. It must have been great pain and great suffering. But immediately the relatives and all the loved ones put us deep in Maya. You know, this is okay. This place is, you're in a good family, and you'll live a very happy, long life. May you live a long life. What is a so-called long life? You live 70, 80, 90, 100 years? You want to live to 120? You can look like some shriveled up prune or something. You know, sometimes people are amazed, oh, this person's 120 years old. This is insignificant in this, how many lifetimes we've had. Even Lord Krishna stayed for 125 years, but he looked like a beautiful, young, powerful, gorgeous, transcendental personality. But the materialists and karmis or atheists, they think Ramachandra was just a powerful king. Krishna was a very cunning, powerful, lusty person who had many women, and he just danced at night with others' wives. And they twist things around according to their own mental concoction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was, you know, a saint, and that many people had many followers. But it says, one who understands the appearance, janma karma chame divyam, the appearance of Krishna, his activities. When we look deep into the matter, Krishna, from the very birth, not that a man becomes God by meditation, that from the very birth, his appearance, he showed his power. He showed his transcendental nature, that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And upon even appearance, all the demigods are offering prayers. Oh, you are the Supreme Lord. The kettle drums are beating. The vidyadharas and apsaras are dancing, and others are reciting various beautiful prayers, mantras for the Lord, and appreciation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna showed in his very youth, Giridhari, that he lifted Govardhan Hill at 7 years old. Who do we know that can lift a mountain at 7 years old and hold it up for a whole 7 days? Right? It's amazing. And then Krishna and all the demonic advisors of Kamsa, all the demonic advisors, during that time, somehow or other, they had mystic potencies. They can convert their bodies into witches, into big demons, monsters, you know, Agasura, Trinavartha, Pralambasura, so many demons. And each one had a unique potency, mystic potency. So Krishna, according to one's tapasya and desire in this world, it may not be a pure desire, you can become a powerful demon. You can become a very wealthy, wealthy person and crush other people all around you. But all these are temporary so-called benefits. And then all the ministers of Kamsa started terrorizing everybody. But Krishna, he performed his childhood pastimes, not only performed his pastimes with the cowherd boys and Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, showing the beauty of Sri Vrindavan Dham. He brought this Golokir, Premadan, Harinam, Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name. He brought the Dham. And then when the appropriate time came, Akrura came and took Krishna and Balaram to Mathura to go to that wrestling match to meet Kamsa and some of his mushtika and charuna. And all the different other opposing elements were being met by Krishna. And Krishna showed his power. But the mystical potency of Yogamaya is such that even though Krishna on a daily basis was performing superhuman, Herculean tasks, killing demons and putting out raging forest fires and saving the cowherd boys from poison of Kaliya, and all the Putana, the huge Putana from the very beginning, Vasudeva, I mean, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and all the cowherd men and women, they thought, oh, you know, maybe some special power is there, the demigods are protecting. Very difficult for us to accept that the Supreme Lord is here amongst us. But even 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence, and sometimes he would display his form in front of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy. These are not just stories, these are actual historical events by Raghunath Das Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all the great learned acharyas who have written the most elaborate philosophical teachings and with crystal clarity as to the process of devotional service of bhakti. Bhakti mama vijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. That only by devotional service can we understand what is Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So we're all very fortunate to sit here daily, nasta prayeshu badreshu nityang bhagavata sevaya, that if we're daily hearing the stories and pastimes and philosophy of Krishna consciousness in the assembly of other devotees, just like in Naimisharanya, they were ready and eager. They were very eager to hear, and they were ready to perform long sacrifice, perform some tapasya. So we have some tapasya. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that when I tell them no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, no meat eating, they'll say, Swami, go home. This is our life. Our whole life is centered around sinful activities because we're thinking that this is our gratification. So if we don't have a higher taste, parang drishtva nivartate, if we don't develop the higher taste, because right now we're still in the jaundice that sugar cane or sugar candies, but you know, sugar cane juice is sweet, right? But with jaundice, when you're drinking, it tastes bitter. But as you become healthier, that sweetness starts developing. So if one is feeling happiness, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, to hear the kartals and the mridanga and everyone singing and dancing, it brings great joy and happiness to my heart. So we can't artificially turn that switch on, but the more we follow the medicine of the doctor by hearing Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna's made it very easy. Kali Kalir Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This is the age of Kali. And in one sense we're very fortunate because we have no other qualifications. Krishna says, okay, these people are hopeless, so at least give them something that they could hopefully be relieved of this fear, of this suffering, this jealousy, envy, and the different inauspicious qualities that are present and more manifest in Kali Yuga. Maybe in other ages people were more refined and spiritually inclined. But in this age, people are not spiritually inclined. But if one is suffering, he can take to Krishna consciousness. If one is in need of, you know, wealth, he's completely struggling. Sometimes oh Lord, please give me. And then someone who's inquisitive and after the absolute truth. So whatever category we find ourselves in, most of us, we like the prasadam. So Prabhupada said, yes, you came because of prasad and you came because of prasad. I don't know, I think Shruta said he didn't come because of prasad, but prasad is very valuable. This is the Lord's mercy, and we're all looking for happiness. So if we are happy by eating nice gulab jamun, puri, halava, many nice preparations are there. And then having everyone likes to have society, friendship, and love. So we have a beautiful society, because we're all trying to serve Prabhupada. We're trying to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as presented by the six Goswamis. Just a few years ago, the Goswamis sent Prabhupada to save all of us. And due to his austerities, not sleeping, tirelessly rising early, and word for word, you see, just one translation and one purport, so much energy and so much love and so much realization is there. So we are the recipients of the austerities of the Goswamis, of Srila Prabhupada, and we should be having feelings of gratitude that let me do also something, although I'm incompetent and unable to do anything, let me at least try to chant the holy name of Krishna. Let me hear this Bhagavad Katha. And by hearing and repeatedly hearing Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana, then everything becomes pious and auspicious. Practically all the bad qualities which are in our heart, just like Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, that by chanting the Lord's name, we're cleaning the dirty heart. And by serving Prabhupada's mission, we'll be blessed by all the great sages, Narada Muni, and all the great acharyas, because Guru Parampara, Evam Parampara Praptam Imang Rajarsha Yovidhu, that this knowledge is not simply someone's speculation, or it's a new cult, a new fad. This is the ancient words of Krishna. Krishna is speaking, Guru is delivering, we're the recipients of that message of Krishna consciousness. So we should also, by repeatedly hearing, repeat the message to give to others, because this gives Krishna pleasure. Lord Chaitanya is happy. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sartaka Korikara Parupakar. That you're very fortunate to take birth in Bharat Bhumi. And we're also very fortunate to become part of this Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so the same order applies to all of us. Lord Chaitanya is ordering everybody. You go out and you spread this message of Krishna consciousness. So this, despite the severity of suffering, the degree of suffering, this was very hellish, but if you see closely into the history of all the wars, you know, the civil wars, First World War, Second World War, this war, that war, even now we see in, you know, Syria and, you know, so many places people are just living in camps and homeless, and there's suffering and pain everywhere. And I think 3 years ago in America, some new immigration policies, so many families, they took the kids away from the families. After 3 years, the kids, they still can't find their parents or where they are. It's like they got totally dispersed. So material world is a place of suffering, but this is the spiritual world. Krishna Balaram Mandir, any place where the Lord is being worshipped, where the holy name is being chanted, and devotees are striving to spread the Krishna consciousness, then you're in Vaikuntha, Goloka Vrindavan. So we should continue very enthusiastically chanting. Which mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And eagerly come to hear every day as the plot thickens, you know, you get to hear more and more of how everything was done by the Supreme Lord, and gradually the realizations will come. Krishna, he says, sarvasya chaham hridi sanavishto matat smritir jnanam apohanam cha. He's in everyone's heart. Krishna's there. He's hiding in everyone's heart so Kamsa can't kill him. And he says he's giving knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. If you want to forget Krishna, Krishna's very kind. He allows you to forget. Okay, be in Maya. But if you want to remember, go to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and try to serve his mission. Then Krishna will remind us of our Satchidananda, our eternal existence. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody have questions, comments? Shraddha, faith, is the very first principle for advancing in spirit. So Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Anartha Nivritti. So that we have mind and intelligence. We have intelligence. So when we hear from Bhagavad Gita with an open mind, it makes sense. We're not the body, we're eternal spirit, soul. And that by surrendering and praying to the pure devotee, to the Lord, that one's prayers will be heard. And so that faith is important. Even it's not that we can say, well, how do we know Krishna's hearing? Because by logic and by reason that Krishna, everything's so wonderfully manifested, and such intricacies are there in Krishna's creation that by having faith in the words of our teacher, supreme teacher, our guru, and by serving humbly and submissively, those were the qualifications that the sages were recognizing in Sutta Goswami, that you're so humble, you're so submissive, and you've been blessed by the guru. So Shraddha, that faith needs to be there, and it becomes manifest as you mature. Then you actually realize it. The realization will come. In the beginning, it may take some time.
Right. We see that Krishna, when he appeared in front of Vasudeva, he appeared in four forms. Then he transformed into a small baby. So when you mentioned that all the lower peoples were fast asleep and everything. So this was the Yogamaya, Krishna's Yogamaya. So Krishna's Yogamaya is acting all over the time, all over the time we see is working. Just like here also, we are the Bhagavan Prasita, Bhagavan Seva. So we are, Krishna is helping us to come here, but some of them, they are in Yogamaya, the Krishna doesn't know them.
Yogamaya has her purpose to keep the conditioned souls entertained in their illusion. Mahamaya. And Yogamaya is there to assist the Lord in helping to free the devotees from their illusions. So that is the same energy, but it's applied differently according, because it's like the parent always wants to give the child. Sometimes it's not good to award the child for something that's detrimental, not good for them. And so Krishna, he makes arrangements with Yogamaya. If he sees some interest, that person is interested, so bring him to the temple, you know, let him meet a devotee. These are all the blessings of Yogamaya that to assist one to awaken his Krishna consciousness and to assist the Lord in his manifested pastimes in this universe. But Mahamaya is, Durga is keeping the all the prisoners in the prison house. As long as they're corrupt, they stay in the prison house. But when they become free of their corrupt mentality, then Yogamaya steps in and allows them to come out of this imprisonment of illusion. I'm not sure if that was your question, but that's what I got out of it. Yes, Prabhu.
Sometimes this lectures shows in a different way, not in a common way, like Krishna took birth in the jail or the devotees are tortured. So how do I say this?
Some scriptures describe things in different ways. There are different scriptures according to different mentalities. So what does Krishna say? Sarva dharman parityajam mamekam sharanam vrajam. Give up all varieties of religion or so-called rituals and interpretations of scriptures, because everyone can interpret their scripture. Bhagavad Gita is about a doctor and his patient. And then there's another one, a golfer or something. I don't know. Everyone utilizes scriptures according to their purposes for some personal motivation. That's why when Srila Prabhupada was asked, which Bhagavad Gita should I read? He said, practically all the Bhagavad Gitas that I've seen, so many, they have some personal motivation infiltrated. That's why Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we have to be fortunate, lucky enough to be guided by a pure-hearted, pure devotee of the Lord who's representing parampara accordingly. And this way we can give up our interpretations of various scriptures and rules and regulations or understandings and follow jnana vairagya. You know, the knowledge will come and then you'll become renounced from all our misconceptions. Very good. I think it's time for prasad. Okay, one more question. We don't want to keep the devotees and want to make sure Yogamaya takes effect by eating prasadam. Well, there's a lot of confusing elements. If it depends on our angle of vision, how we're seeing all that. Devaki is a pure devotee of the Lord. She's a Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated soul. And for the pleasure of the pastimes of the Lord, they manifest themselves in this world. And for it says that one cannot really understand the activities of a pure devotee or the activities of the Supreme Lord with our rational mind. You know, we're brought up in this world with our experiences and the books we've read and what we've been taught by our teachers and superiors. So this is a general understanding. But when we see the full picture, when you step back and see the full picture, the brahmanas curse them, and you know, and how Kamsa killed his own sons, and the reason behind it, and how it all took place. This is all very mystical. It actually helps us understand, Krishna, you're so wonderful. When Narada Muni came back, and that learned scholar said, what was Vishnu doing? He was putting an elephant through the eye of a needle. And the scholar said, oh, Narada, you're such a jokester. This, you know, not possible. But then a very simple cobbler, he said, what was my Lord doing? He said, oh, the Lord was taking an elephant, putting it through the eye of a needle. Oh, he's so amazing, he can do anything. How is it you believe that? And then he gave an example. So we need to understand that Krishna and his pastimes are an ocean, and we're just a tiny little living entity bewildered by all the things that take place in this world. But we should know for certain that if we take the chanting of the Lord's holy name and every day hear the Bhagavatam, all that is not fitting in quite right will start fitting in properly, and you'll feel, I'm satisfied with the Lord. The way the Lord, why Devaki did, and Vasudev and Yashoda, and the demons and the devotees, and the whole thing is very mystical. But all the cloud of confusion dissipates, the sunshine of Krishna's true glory starts emanating in all of us who are, that covering will be gone. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.